know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then come on with me. And I know what you came here to do. Let me see you get loose. Going down for it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this Thursday edition. 1 week from the Browns preseason opener against the Washington Redskins. We will not have DeSean Jackson in that game. He separated his shoulder at practice, as did their corner D'Angelo Hall. Neither will be expected to play against the Browns in their preseason opener. All right, Johnny Manziel looking pretty good today out there, and a headline coming out of today is that he will get some reps with the first team at the scrimmage in Columbus. And a lot happened today. We're going to get into that. We'll give you our top three takeaways. Nathan Zgur, of course, joined by Matt Wilhelm. But we're going to kick our show off with the young quarterback, Johnny Manziel, who addressed the media after today's practice.
Well, Johnny, how's like camp going for you now, weekend?
It's been good. It's been a solid progression of getting better from day one to where we are now. So, I think that's all you can really ask for. I know from the quarterback position, comfortability level in the room. I know we're all getting a lot more comfortable as the days goes on. That's a good thing for all of us.
Johnny, you think yesterday and today are two of your better practices, and if so, what's behind it?
Yeah, better. But I still feel coming off the field the last couple of days, and I'm still leaving some things there that I want to do better. But like I said, it's night and day difference from last year. It's night and day from the first day even coming out here. So I'm pleased with just the progression of getting better and coming out on some of these days and having high completion percentage and getting the ball where it needs to go. Now it's just there's little things that are keeping me from really taking another step. So we have another week until a preseason game, and then these preseason games will be a good test to really evaluate that in a game setting.
Johnny, strictly on the field, where do you feel like you've made the biggest strides?
These protections and progressions and everything starting to become a little bit more second nature. So it's not as much having to sit there and get enamored with the defense and everything. It's just point a guy and let's go, and from there make the calls that we need to make. And it's not there's not a lot of uncertainty out there for each guy that's under center right now.
Each day, night and day, what are some of the things?
Last year was, you mentioned it, but last year when you came to camp, there was so much about you being in camp. Is it nice that it's quieter this year?
100%. So nice. I think me and Coach Pett were joking about it yesterday. It's nice, come out here and wear any kind of shoes that I want, and that's not the main story of the next day. You don't have to have, this, and this. So, it is funny, and we can look back at it now and laugh a little bit, but, expectations, just I guess in my corner and the hype and everything is a little bit tempered and a little bit down, and that for me is a good thing. Now I can just come out and play and do my game and really get to learn, because that's what I needed to do. I just needed to learn, be patient with this, and the thing that I'm kind of struggling with now a little bit is just don't be too hard on myself. There's going to be some aches and bumps here, but when we go in the afternoon, we're learning a lot from what's happening on the field, which is a great thing.
When you say night and day, what are some of the things that go?
All
right, just a year older, just a year smarter, and not a rookie anymore. So, I've kind of gone through, the ringer in a year and got to see everything. And now it's just, like I said, just coming out here and getting better. It's not as much pressure. It's not as much hype. It's just another guy on the team. And, I think everybody's responding well. And I'm just happy to be out here and coming to work every day. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun with the staff we have. It's a lot of fun with the guys that we have in this locker room. So, I can honestly say going through these days, it's not a drag. It's not a grind. It's a lot of fun.
McCown and you are obviously getting along. Will you talk about how that relationship has evolved?
Yeah, Josh is a great guy. We get a chance to really have those East Texas roots. So, he's from 20 minutes away from where I grew up. So, we have a lot of that Texas bond in common. And then, more than anything, Josh has been through this a lot. He's a savvy vet and a guy that I really like having around, and me and him couldn't get along better.
Johnny, in terms of making plays, do you feel most comfortable in the shotgun?
I think we're doing a mix of both. I mean, there's some shotgun stuff mixed in there, but under center, we're going to have some plays under center as well. So it's not all gun just when I'm in there or anything like that. But, I feel comfortable in both regards for sure.
How encouraged are you, John, to be playing with the ones tomorrow in the scrimmage?
Yeah, we'll see. I just kind of go with the flow and whatever Coach Pat and Coach Flip. If that's what he says, then you'll handle it as needed. So, it'll be good to get in there with those guys. We've been taking just some reps and walkthroughs with them and things like that. So it's not going to be I wouldn't make a huge deal about it, but to just get in and get some reps with those guys is always good.
Johnny, when you say you're better with protections and recognition, why do you think you've made that leap?
I think just, you know, through the season last year, I did get a chance to learn a lot slowly but surely. And now, you know, I think, you know, through the off season and having these guys here, they've just really done a good job of pounding it home for us. So, you know, at a point in time in the spring where you didn't know if you would really, you know, felt like you may never figure this stuff out. Now I'm kind of seeing what they were talking about, that it will slow down, it will get better. And I think it's just, you know, a process of not being overwhelmed with, okay, what is the snap count? What is this? That's what a lot of the rookie year is about. Like, coming from a guy who's never pointed a mic, never known a protection, never done anything but just snap the ball and go like we did in college, that's a huge jump. I don't know if, you know, how many people really understand that, but it's a big leap for sure.
Is part of it time commitment on your side? Are you working more, working harder this year than last year?
You know, I don't know if I can really pinpoint that. You know, I'm in the building, you know, doing what I need to do. Last year, you know, it was last year, but, you know, I know things are going really well right now, so I want to keep the schedule up for sure.
Are you more comfortable in this offense than the one that was used last year?
You know, I think it's just, like I said, I'm not worried about the fundamentals of the offense, getting people lined up, worried about the snap count, worried about the protection, when we're hot, this and that. That's kind of all come with the whole year, and just having the whole process of getting under center, getting the whole, you know, progress that and procedure that comes with, you know, breaking a huddle and going to the line of scrimmage. There's no more of that worries anymore. It's all just, you know, taking next level things. So I think that year has helped solidify that. Now we're getting into some second level
Johnny,
stuff.
How much time did you spend with John Gruden, and what was that experience like for you?
You know, it was really good. Coach Gruden has been a guy that, you know, with me from the time that I went on a show last year before the draft, you know, always, you know, told me, you know, if I ever need anything, if I ever just wanted to get away, if I ever wanted to just go somewhere and talk football and get a chance to just, you know, focus on football for a couple of days, play some golf and have some fun, that, you know, his phone would always work and he'd always accept that. So, you know, when I got a chance and kind of had a couple weeks, a week, you know, free and didn't really know what I wanted to do, you know, what better time than to come here the week before and get in the building a little bit and kind of get, you know, get in it on my own and then get to be around a guy like that. It was awesome. So it was one of those things that, you know, I really wanted to do and had the opportunity, luckily, and, you know, got to go down there for a couple of days and talk ball and just get away, hit some drivers and play some golf and have some fun. So, you know, really just trying to utilize him telling me that from a year ago. So it was awesome.
Johnny, can you talk about just how much of an impact it has had on you on the football field to really be continuing to take care of things off the field?
Yeah, I, off the field for me right now is just really simple. I mean, it's football right now, and it'll be that way, you know, throughout the rest of the season. So, you know, it was good to get a little 5-week break there throughout the summer, and I got a chance to go home and spend some time with my family and everyone like that. But, you know, now it's a really simple schedule. Just come to work every day, be in the building, do what I'm supposed to do, and everything else will take care of itself. Just do the next right thing, and, you know, things will be good. So that's where I'm at right now.
Hey, Johnny,
just
a couple more. We know what kind of competitor you are. Have you resigned yourself at all to being a backup this season, or do you feel like, you know, you can fight to get this job, or where are you?
You know, I'm definitely not getting caught up or enamored with the whole starter-backup role. You know, when it comes down to through the preseason, you know, if I can go out and do what I need to do and show that I'm improving, you know, I want to do that. You know, I want to show, you know, that I can really go out and play and that I'm making improvements and I'm making strides to get better. And then from there on, you know, Coach Pat, everybody else, they make that call. So, you know, I'm kind of deferring to Coach Pat on that and not getting too caught up in it, because I think last year that was probably a little bit of my problem as well, getting caught up in the starters and the reps, the ones and the backup and all this. And I'd never really been a backup before. So, you know, this year I'm definitely just trying to take a little bit different approach. And if I take care of my business and show that I'm getting better and go out in the preseason and play well, then who knows what will happen.
Hey, Johnny, says that the organization has not given up on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I said this at the end of last season, that it would be a little absurd for people to give up on me after the amount of time that I did play. You know, I was a rookie, and I went through a lot of lumps. I took a lot of lumps, and I think from when the season ended, you know, I did what I needed to do to try and put myself in the best position to make sure that I was good in every facet of my life moving forward. So, you know, from there, to have – and even through the offseason, you know, I had Mr. Haslam's support. I had Coach Pett's support. I had everybody in this building support. So, you know, to hear that just kind of re-solidifies that for me. And me and Mr. Haslam have an awesome relationship. You know, he's been great to me from the day that I've walked into this building. So, you know, it definitely adds a lot of security. But at the same time, you know, I didn't feel like after last year that, you know, that would be any different than what it was.
Hey, Johnny, did you – you talking about what you did in the offseason. Did you have to – find a new group of friends, and, you know, after what you went through in
You know, I'm going to try and leave, like, just my personal life and everything that's going off the field, like, just to that. But I know that, you know, football right now is my life, and football is what I'm doing and focusing on, you know, 95% of the time. So, you know, there is a little bit of a life out of here whenever we get out from 8 to 10 or whatever it is. But, you know, off field is off field. And for right now, football is my life, and I'm trying to make the most of it.
Thanks, guys.
That was Browns backup quarterback Johnny Manziel, who addressed the media today after practice. And again, I like this focus very much on football, talking about next level football stuff, how much more comfortable he is coming in out of the huddle, protections, progressions. And you can see it. And he also said, and I quote, "Football is my life." Saying the right things, but it's words into action, and we're seeing the action on the field with Johnny Manziel. Josh McCown's still very much the starter. I wouldn't even read anything into it in terms of whether or not this is a competition, but today some big-time throws. He continues to look more and more comfortable, and you're actually seeing his arm strength because he's stepping into his throws, the timing is correct, and he feels confident to just rip it.
And it's great to see that, and I think for the first time, probably since Johnny Manziel has been a professional quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, the moxie and savvy that he has at the podium dealing with who he is or his treatment or what he plans to do for himself now coincides with who he is on the football field. We're seeing that growth. We're seeing him make the throws, him talking about being under center and not necessarily always being in shotgun. That means that he's giving in to Flip's philosophy for this offense and not having some customized version of a Johnny Manziel offense, which he knows he must learn to have a long career in the National Football League and have an opportunity to play as a starter in the National Football League.
Yeah, and right now, listen, he said it's what he's going to be focused on. It is his life. He had a great time down there with John Gruden, and he just, I think that he's also, you can tell, it's a relief that this circus is gone, and I think it's a relief to him as well that he is not necessarily, you know, being looked at as the guy in the competition. He's just trying to get better, and that's what you have to do, and he is getting better. He is getting better.
And we heard those sentiments out of Ray Farmer when he stopped by the Dog Bowl yesterday about Johnny Manziel. Is if he continues to do what we've seen him do thus far in camp, he's right. He is the guy that we drafted 22nd overall and has the capability of being a franchise quarterback. And as I've mentioned, when I talk about camp in general, for whether it's Sean Drone, Johnny Manziel, or Scott Solomon, who will join us in the Dog Bowl later, it's one good practice after another good practice after a good scrimmage, time off, you're smart with your time, you know, which will put into question, you know, who Johnny Manziel really is. Then you come back next week ready to grind to showcase your ability in your game type experience of a preseason football game.
Yeah, and I think Johnny Manziel is, you know, starting. Everybody likes a comeback story. He even said, "I took my lumps as a rookie." He wasn't ready to play. And everybody loves a comeback story. Maybe he's going to get the opportunity to do that. But just hearing him, you want to root for him. And you want to root for him as a Browns fan, because Johnny Manziel becoming that guy is the shortest and quickest path to success for this football team.
It is. And that makes the signing of Josh McCown that much greater. The fact that he's giving that guidance, he's showing Johnny Manziel not necessarily how to be an all-pro Super Bowl-winning quarterback, because there's only a few of those out there, but he's giving the template of how to study, how to be ready for every practice, you know, the command of the huddle, the leadership, the enthusiasm that Josh McCown has at 36 for the game of football here with the Cleveland Browns, that anything that Johnny can take from him and then use the God-given ability that Johnny Manziel has, what earned him the Heisman Trophy while in college, through that growth, he's exactly where and who the Cleveland Browns want him to be.
I had a national reporter tell me yesterday that if Josh McCown, after watching Johnny, that if Josh McCown had been with the Browns last year, that Johnny Manziel would have been your opening day starter this year.
I completely agree with that, and that's the point that I tried to make of all the thing that he's going to learn from Josh McCown this year sets the table for Johnny Manziel to be the starter next year in year three, and you know what you're going to get in 100% certainty because of this upcoming season in Josh McCown as the 1B in the quarterback room next year.
Yep, and I think I thought that was an interesting observation.
That's
I thought it was a very good one as well, because you can see the progress, and you got to tip your cap not only Josh McCown, but also to Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback coach, John DeFilippo, the offensive coordinator, for helping his development. Long way to go. Let me just say this. Long way to go but I think that you can certainly see the signs of progress with Johnny Manziel.
You can, and I just love the demeanor of Johnny Manziel. It's not the cool guy, you know. It's not Johnny Football anymore. It's Johnny Manziel. It's number two, and that's the way he's being perceived by his teammates. That's all Johnny wants to be until he earns the right to be anything better, anything greater than where he stands right now.
Yeah, it is very, very good. A quick question from Cardiac Kid 33. What's the format of scrimmage? It'll be ones versus ones, twos versus two. So there won't be teams. The offense, one will be orange, one will be defense. But there isn't not going to be like they break it up into two teams and play a real football
game. No, not
a
draft. No.
It's going to be offense against defense, ones, ones, twos, twos for the most part, according to head coach Mike Pettine. Barkevious Mingo had his knee scoped. He will be out somewhere between 2 to 5 weeks, they're saying. Probably closer to the higher number. They don't know if he'll be ready for the season opener. Matt, you had that exact story, so we'll talk to you about that when we get back from the break. We'll also get through our big takeaways from today's practice at camp. Scott Solomon will join us at 1:30. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, at 2 o'clock. We will hear from Andrew Gribble and Kevin Jones for the Train Camp Roundtable at 2:15. And we have Adam Kaplan, ESPN NFL insider, with us. He will be with us at 2:30 p.m. today. So a lot to get through. We want to get your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.